Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello and welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the improvisation comedy panel show that you just couldn't make up. I'm your host, James Cottle, and if you're listening in black and white, stop being so racist. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to improvise their way to a destination. They begin from different starting points and must use an assortment of randomly assigned objects, companions, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They must also overcome another panelist who will improvise obstacles to try and stop them. So, let's meet today's panelists. The mysterious Raoul Dobson recommended this panelist highly. It's Daryl Robson. Our most expensive panelist yet. Oh, by the way, here's that bag of donuts you wanted. It's Johnny Sire.
I do love jam.
In the most succulent, meaty goodness of comedy, he's the vegetarian alternative. It's David Ruddock.
I like vegetables, so it's fine.
And the last time I saw him, my sides were splitting. It was horrific. It's Tom Harrison.
I still remember the procedure.
So let's move on to the challenge in round one. On the back of their numerous, increasingly controversial location-specific specials, Top Gear are preparing to head to delightful Canada for a countrywide race. However, before leaving the UK, they've realised it's far too polite a country to mine out any real controversy, and now the producers are breathing down their neck with the threat of cancellation. You've got to get to the Top Gear test track in Surrey and talk them out of doing anything drastic. So, attempting the challenge first will be Daryl, and your randomly assigned objects, companions, mode of transport and starting points are a pot plant that you must keep alive. Your companion is the London Symphony Orchestra. Your mode of transport is a pair of flippers. A single pair.
Thank you. Just what I've always wanted.
And your starting point is in the centre of a ring of deadly rattlesnakes on top of Ayers Rock, Australia. So, you're trying to get to the Top Gear test track in Surrey. Johnny, your job is to stop him by improvising obstacles and throwing whatever you can in his way. Best of luck to you, Daryl. Your time starts now.
Deadly ring, rattlesnakes, top of Ayers Rock. It's not gone well. It's possibly the worst place to be in the world. I have to say that, I'm awfully sorry, but I wasted a good 10 seconds there. It's not gone well. Right, Ayers Rock, terrible. There's snakes all around. I've got the London Symphony Orchestra, of all people, giving it one. I think they were doing a sequel to Lion King on top.
I'm pretty sure there's been no rain in Australia for a while. Your plant is not looking very well.
Oh, I know,
well,
it's absolutely ridiculous. But luckily, I got some woodwind blokes to bring some canteens with them on the way, because I knew it would be quite a tough journey, you know, and obviously they don't have much to carry anyway, do they? But it's fine. So, basically, snakes, they're not as daft as you think. They're quite clever. They know the weakest. They know, you know, they know who's weak. They only go for the weak people. So I think, for argument's sake, the trombonist and the tambourine guys got. But it's okay. We've got about 28 other people that can easily carry them. There's plenty of stuff. There's plenty of stuff. We've got to get to Surrey. It's a long way. Oh dear.
To pass the time, the orchestra keep annoying you by breaking into Bach's fifth.
Oh, but I tell them...
I'm sure it's Beethoven's fifth. I say,
stop it, right? The only way we're going to get there is if you step up and I do some marching music. Or whatever marching music. Anyway, marching music that helps us get there. But I don't think I'm going to be able to make it by sea. Although there's flippers, that's really not going to help. One pair is not going to help. So I think we're going to have to land hop. So we're going to go straight up to the Northern Territories. We'll go to Indonesia and then Vietnam, and then we'll go up through China. We'll go through China because of their impressive road network. Let's do that.
How's your pot plant getting on?
Oh, it's shriveled up, but luckily it's grown to such a proportion that each one of the symphony orchestra can just grab a leaf. And you didn't say
mine a single leaf.
You didn't say it had to be alive. Oh, has it got to be alive?
Yes, it has to be kept alive.
Well, we better water it then, haven't we? Get crack some more canteens out quick. They're absolutely parched, but my God, it's got a good plot plant. Right, we're going to west through China. We're going to go west through China.
The Chinese have got confused between the word flipper and flippers, thinking it was a dolphin and really want to turn it into sushi. What do you do?
What do I do? that's fine. I just get to Shushan from the back of the... she plays the drum, the big Congo drum. She can speak fantastic Mandarin.
Absolutely 1 minute left.
Amazing. And she just... she gets stuck babbling on about this. And they got talking about weather and they get talking... Anyway, I said, tell them we've got to get to Surrey. They said, it's fine. Anyway, she translates that. We've got to get to Surrey. Luckily, she knows of a fantastic rail route all the way through China. The Trans... China Express. Yeah, that definitely exists. Trans-China Express, and it goes, frankly, all the way to Calais. Which is lucky.
How expensive was the ticket for everyone remaining in the London Symphony Orchestra?
Oh, it was expensive.
Where would you get the money for that?
We didn't, because this is China. It's communist. Everyone gets a ticket. It's just a nice country like that.
I'll allow it.
But thank you very much. But yeah, anyway, so we've got to get to Surrey, but it's fine because we've got one flipper. We don't need to get a ticket in the tunnel because they'll think we're probably immigrants. So it's fine. So
10 seconds left.
Oh, so we'll flipper across. It's only 25 miles. David Walliams did it in about 3 hours. It's fine. So we can get there, and then it's just a quick run to Surrey. But I'm sure there's some congestion. We'll go around the outer M25 ring and probably get there a little bit late, but we'll come. Him anyway.
Darryl Robson! Marvellous stuff. And if you are listening, yes, there is a heavy congestion on the M25, so try and avoid that. So, Johnny, you're going to be going now. What you have with you is your optical illusion picture.
Ooh.
Wolf from Gladiators is your companion. Your mode of transport is a unicycle with no saddle.
No saddle?
No saddle, just a pointy metal shaft sticking up. And your starting point is getting a tattoo in a backstreet Beijing parlor in China. So, best of luck to you, and best of luck to you, Daryl, trying to stop him.
Okay.
Your time, Johnny, starts now.
Okay, so I am getting a tattoo of the Travelator with Wolf, because it was his favourite game on Gladiators. It's taken a long while, because he decided he wanted it all the way up his arm to represent the tattoo specifically. I say, no, Wolf, we've really, really got to go now. We must get to the test track in Surrey to stop whatever's going on in Top Gear. They are terrible people. We both jump on the unicycle. I make sure Wolf's on first because he's into that. And I jump on his shoulders. And we're going down South China. Innuendos are flying right
after,
now.
After about 400 miles of going down South China, wherever that is. Why are you going that way? I have no idea. Wolf's, it's not gone well. He's screaming in agony. There's blood everywhere, guts everywhere. Let's sort him out quickly.
That's okay, because I also have with me my optical illusion picture. And he has to see his said injury. And I say, look, Wolf, it's fine. And it shows him a pot of wonderful bandages. So he assumes that I'm going to fix him, and it's okay. We decide, okay, south isn't possibly the way we want to go. We go north. We go to Russia. Now, we can get across the Russian border because I have my optical illusion picture with me, which actually works like the psychic paper from Doctor Who. Instant pictures. I get across any border I like.
But it turns out that this border patrol actually has 2 brain cells and isn't fooled by a single blank piece of paper.
This is psychic paper, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Optical illusion picture. I hold it in front of you, and what do you see? What do you see?
Oh, isn't that nice?
You see me getting. You see me getting to Surrey. Yes, you do. There it is. We go to Russia. Russia, of course, is famous for its missiles. We board one of these missiles, and because they're actually firing them at America. Halfway through the year,
we jump pit stop along the way.
Yeah, I know it is. I mean, we'll deal with that problem later. We jump off halfway through the year.
1 minute left.
Turn our unicycle upside down and start using it like a wind turbine to create thrust in the air, which propels Wolf and myself gently down to the ground. Fun fact, Wolf's name is actually Michael Van Wyck. Did you know this? No.
The more you know.
More you know. Michael Van Wyck. He's still sad with that name. Well, we come down. We don't land in Surrey. We land close to London.
You got a puncher in that tyre, and the whole forward momentum of thrust of getting your places with that little windmill of a unicycle absolutely gone to pot, and you've slowly veered off, and you've ended up in Cannes.
In Cannes?
Yeah.
If I knew where that was...
In France.
We're in France. Oh, that's fine, because they love the wolf in France. They call him Michael von Wolf, of course. Very famous, and I pretend to be John Periani.
Ten seconds left.
Very French famous physicist, because I have my psychic paper with me. I say, can you get us to Surrey? They say, no, because you've only got 10 seconds left.
Very good. Johnny's side. Resigning himself to failure. Wonderful. Okay, we are now moving on to our second pair. Attempting the challenge first will be David Ruddock. So let's find out what your randomly assigned inventory is tonight. You have a map of the world drawn by George W. Bush. Les Dennis is your companion.
That's very straightforward.
Nice and straightforward, yes. Your mode of transport is two ends of a bike held together by a slinky.
Not so straightforward. Less,
and your starting point, you'll like this, is masquerading amongst a mariachi band in Mexico City in Mexico.
Yeah, but what's my starting point?
In amongst the... Yes, okay, whatever, you got me. Ha ha ha. Anyway, best of luck to you, David, and best of luck to you, Tom.
Yeah.
Trying to stop him. David, your time starts now.
Well, clearly I'm surrounded by my adoring fans who are showering me with roses.
Yeah.
Because my mariachi band are world famous and we're breaking hearts and...
What songs are you playing?
We're playing all the classics, you know.
The classic mariachi song.
Do you need to know? If you don't know them, James, then really, you know, Spanish Eyes and Living La Vida Loca, you know...
There's a slight problem in the your map, as it was drawn by George Bush. The entire region of the world you're in right now is the word illegal immigrant spout with a Z and 7 4s. So, like, and then a smiley face halfway through one of them. So,
well, the benefit of being masquerading as a mariachi band is that I'm not actually part of them. So I take off the racial... the racial makeup and say, look,
fair enough,
look, I'm one of you, and then George Bush's map no longer applies to me because I'm no longer, in his view, not mine own, a terrorist.
Are anyway. You saying it's like a magical Republican map that, like, I'll okay. with it, whatever.
Look, it was signed by George Bush Jr. Who else could signature like that of a child? Anyway, so we decided we should probably get going. And we waved goodbye to our mariachi band who are being tackled down by immigration police.
In Mexico, that's enough.
They're proactive in America. They go into Mexico to stop the immigrants getting across. So anyway, Les Dennis is sitting at the back end of the bike because I prefer him there. And I'm at the front. He has to pedal extra hard because obviously...
The whole slinky momentum isn't particularly
ideal. Yeah, there's a lot of momentum issues here. But luckily, because he's so far back, I can just pull on the brakes and he can... ping forward, and that'll knock me forward, and we end up just sort of pushing ourselves forward towards the coast. So we get to the coast, and we're thinking, we consult our map to say, well, where's Surrey? And of course, George Bush doesn't know where Surrey is, but luckily he knows where France is, and France is that other side of the world that isn't America.
Yeah.
So we sort of head in that general direction. We chart a boat. Les Dennis is very popular in that area of Mexico that we're in, which is the coast.
Yeah.
1 minute left.
1 minute left. So we're doing a bit of sightseeing, just saying, oh, look, some whales. Isn't that nice, Les Dennis? And he's going, yes, of course it is, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I suppose... Inevitably, where there are whales, there are also sharks, as the old saying goes. So there are sharks. I don't know, I'm sorry. No, you would get attacked by sharks. Let's go with that.
We get attacked by sharks who are presumably jumping onto the ferry to get us.
Yeah, they're coming up onto the deck. You know, have you ever seen street sharks? Where they're like muscle bound and can walk. Basically, that has happened. God, something has really gone wrong. Possibly the war between America and... like Russia that's apparently kicking off radiation big problem.
Those scientific experiments that Les Dennis participated in,
Les
really...
Dennis is the greatest like kind of like gene splicing mad scientist of our time.
All that family fortune stuff was just to keep you off the scent.
You've got 10 seconds left, David. You've got to get moving.
So Les Dennis starts a survey to see how we should deal with the sharks, and the survey says we win. And then so we land in the UK on the west coast, and Les Dennis is able to use his fame to get us to Surrey in split second time.
Wonderful, David Ruddock. Ah, fantastic work there. Okay, we are now going to move on to Tom.
Yes.
Let's find out what you have today. You have Cupid's bow with one arrow per round. Your companion is Prince George, as in the infant.
Yeah.
Your mode of transport is a human-sized hamster wheel. And your starting point is on a raft with a failed Aladdin pantomime crew in the middle of the Arabian Sea.
Okay, and just to clarify, Cupid's bow, shoot someone with it, they fall in love.
The first person they see.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, best of luck to you, Tom. Your time starts now.
I go to Alison Brie's house and I shoot her. And then I retire a happy, happy man. And I give the round to Dave. No, I'm fine.
Unfortunately for you, a mutated sea shark jumps in the way.
For true love, I will punch a shark in the face. Thank you, everyone. No, okay, fine. I suppose I would get the failed production of Aladdin to sort of... I don't want to say galley slaves, but basically be my galley slave. Yeah. And, propel my orb thing, because as we know, I think you can orb on water. I've seen hamsters.
I think a hamster wheel is different from a hamster ball.
Yeah,
though.
It's a wheel. It's
oh, it's just
ball.
A wheel.
Yeah,
oh, well, yeah. Like I can probably just bend the laws of physics a bit by just going really
just
fast.
Just a bit. Oh, well,
like going really fast. It's like a paddle steamer, like the thing on the side.
Yeah.
We'll go for that.
Are you holding the baby as
I'm
you're running the
baby. The baby is. Really going to be much use, to be honest. It's a baby and but it's a
you get stopped.
Family called Burn. Anyway,
you get stopped in the middle of the ocean because paparazzi have heard that you've kidnapped baby Prince George.
Oh, this is going to go badly.
And the paparazzi appear, but then more logically the police appear.
Yeah.
Interpol have turned up because you've got a royal baby and they're demanding.
This has turned into an international incident now.
They're demanding that you hand him back.
Well, the way I see it, this can go one of two ways. And I'm going to choose the more risky way. And I say, stand back, I have the prince.
What are you threatening the prince with?
What do I even have?
The castle.
I'll hit him on the hamster wheel thing. And I demand passage to Surrey or as near as I can get to Surrey. Or the baby gets spun around really, really fast. I'm not the greatest kidnapper, but that's really a reassuring thing.
Give him what he wants. He's crazy enough to do it.
Yeah. This plan is so nonsensical, he must be crazy enough to do it. So, yeah, I'd like to think... I would get a helicopter or like a boat, kind of. Even if it's going to be tense, like you never know what they're planning.
1 minute left.
In hostage situations. This is one thing I've learned for myself.
in your spare time.
Yeah, I think I would actually ditch any kind of support once I got there because that would be the time when they'd logically betray me. So I've just made this guy Jason Bourne. I don't know what's going on.
The cast of the Aladdin production.
I forgot about them.
Are getting very hungry.
We can stop by Burger King. I can take a little time out of my schedule for the sake of snacks.
But just to be awkward, they're all vegetarian.
We can stop by. Oh, there's a good. There's quite a lot of vegetarian places south coast. We'll stop by Brighton. I know of a few veggie places there. Right. This has now just become a tourist board.
Can you recommend any for any vegetarians who maybe or may not be in the
room? Don't trust him, Tom.
Okay, well we'll carry on to this. Like, okay, cutting your falafel party short. We need to get sorry. Now the hamster wheel will actually work legitimately as a dry land vehicle.
10 seconds left.
Yeah, sprint to Surrey and. Oh, God, we're saving the Top Gear people, aren't
we? Well, you're stopping them from
doing it. Can we go back to the Alison Brie thing? That's the canon that's working.
Yeah, why not?
Me.
Tom Harrison. In many ways, Tom has won already. Fantastic work there from both pairs. And now it is time to find out who is moving on to round two. And those two people are... Daryl and Tom!
I'll be honest, I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Commiserations to the others. We now move swiftly on to round two. In this round, the winning panelists must improvise their way to a whole new destination. They may use their object companion and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists will try and stop them once again, this time using their own object companion and mode of transportation to improvise obstacles in order to prevent them from becoming the a little bit racy Clarkson Canadian controversy circumventer. So, let's see what the challenge is in round two. After arriving at the test track and going around a few times just for the lols, Richard Hammond and James May approach you, claiming Jeremy Clarkson has gone insane and already left for Canada. He's desperate to make headlines, fearing his career is on the line, and has threatened to break into Celine Dion's house and punch her favourite pet moose in the face. You've got to get there and stop him. So, attempting this challenge first will be Daryl, who, just to remind everyone, has with him his pot plant that he must keep alive, the London Symphony Orchestra, and his pair of flippers. But Johnny will now be trying to stop him using his optical illusion paper picture thing, Wolf from Gladiators, and his unicycle with no saddle. So, you are trying to get from the Top Gear test track all the way to Celine Dion's house in Canada. Are you ready, Daryl?
Yes.
Brilliant. Then your time starts now.
Good. Well, I'm just going to carry on doing laps for a bit, because that is probably the most fun we're going to have today. After that, we've got to get to Canada. Celine Dion, it's fine. Punch, yeah. But the moose, we've got to protect the moose. It's fine. Right. So, Hammond May, you stay here. You'll just be a drag. Too slow. London Symphony Orchestra, come with me. This can't go wrong.
The entire London Symphony Orchestra notice Wolf and stop in their tracks for his sheer fame stuns them.
Oh my God, it's Wolf.
And his attractive new tattoo, might I add.
Oh my God, Wolf. Oh my God, you're on BBC One and you shoved us onto BBC Two. We hate you. And they kill him. And they absolutely smash his face in with a tambourine. He's just got tambourine marks all down the left side. His tattoo smudge where they've had symbols all on him. Absolutely. That is what you get for downgrading proms in the park. Right. So anyway, so they head west. They're going to have to get a boat, right? Because these flippers aren't going to cut it. So we've got to head out. Got ahead. I think we'll come through a nice falafel bar. I know there's a nice one in Portsmouth somewhere, so I'm told.
Brighton!
Brighton, sorry. Sorry. Where we can refuel and get on a boat. There's a nice boat there. You can get on there as well. But I don't think it goes to Canada. I think it only goes to America.
I see, the problem with this boat is it doesn't have an engine. It only has a unicycle with no saddle to propel it.
Now you have to use his inconvenience.
Oh, no! And using the aforementioned galley slaves, I have 30 very fit people. Oh, it's quite fortunate I had so many people with me. All very, very fit people. And a navigator as well, as it happened.
But the navigator is looking at my optical illusion paper, which is actually navigating him straight back to Surrey.
Well, that's not my fault. What you've done now? Use a normal map, like well, right, that's not a problem, because I say no, just head west. So there you go. There you go. We don't need a map, just head west. Turns out we end up in Florida, but that's about right, isn't it? Let's gloss over that. So we'll end in Florida, and then we've got to spark up some marching music again.
You've got
we'll
1 minute
some
left.
Marching music. We'll march. It's quite a good way, and they've got a good road system all the way up there. That is another plus part of America. It's another thing the English gave to them.
They won't actually start because the spirit of killing Wolf is within them, and they need some kind of Scottish man to go, 3, 2, 1, go, before they can start. Oh, no. Do you have one?
I've got the next best thing. I can rip a bit off the spider plant, put it between my thumb and forefinger, and... Like the whistle that he used to use.
Oh, very
and that gets him going. Yeah. That gets him going just as well. Right, can leave that potted plant. I've dragged that all the way from Ayers Rock. Get shut of that thing. It's dragging me down. And it needs watering, and there's no water. Anyway, right. So we'll march all the way to Canada. We'll march all the way. It's getting a bit chilly, mind. It's getting a bit chilly, but it's a good road passage all the way. And I think, luckily, it's an Indian lives at the very southeastern tip of Canada. So you don't have to go
10
far.
10 seconds left.
But anyway, we break into a house. We said, Celine, where's your moose? She said, it's outside. I said, where is it? She said, it's outside. I said, I can't find it. She's covered in snow. I said, oh my God, it's there. Quick, stop him. And Clarkson just about to hit it. He says, I hate you. You're the most annoying moose in the world. I jump over. I stop him. I say, don't do that or I'll sack you.
Wonderful. Daryl Robson. No potted plants were injured in the making of that round. Anyway, now we are going to move on to Tom, who will be attempting round two, who, just to remind everyone, has with him Cupid's bow with one arrow, Prince George, and your giant hamster wheel. Now, David, you're trying to stop him using your map drawn by George W. Bush, Les Dennis, and your slinky bike thing. So, best of luck. Might be at odds stacked in a certain person's favour. Anyway, best of luck to you, Tom. Your time starts now.
Okay. Right. So, human-sized hamster wheel. I'm going to expand on the whole paddle steam thing, and I think I can actually jury-rig this up. I mean, I can't. I have no engineering expertise whatsoever. But, like, I can probably find a way to kind of turn it into some sort of seagoing craft that can actually get me the rest of the way without having to abduct anyone, which is always a plus.
The problem is, because it's the Top Gear test track, because they're known for having crazy cars to drive, they see your hamster wheel and my slinky bike and they think, we have to race these around the track. So they take it off you.
Okay, I go up to James May and the other guy. And I'd be like, yeah, the Telegraph want you to write an article on things that you aggressively disapprove of. And they're like, oh my God, and just run off. Sorted. So in fact, actually, as you've reminded me, yeah, we're at the Top Gear test track, so I could probably build some kind of awesome... It would be a boat, so it'd be more like Waterworld, but I'm going to say Mad Max because Mad Max is a better film than Waterworld. But some kind of like awesome jury-rigged craft to sort of sail off Canada bound.
But the problem is, because it's the Top Gear test track, again, you have to have a star to drive it, and it's Les Dennis, and he's not very good at driving jury-rigged post-apocalyptic boat cars.
I guess I'll have to try my best at using the skills of navigation that I
given
sort
to you
of
by
had.
The map that was drawn by George W. Bush.
Given to it's called today. Wetland. I suppose we'd probably end up like America, or as he would call it, the best country in the world.
Takes
like
up most of the island.
Written in crayon. Yeah. where we would kind of bring the awesome ship thing up and just wheel it out on its hamster wheel seal. It's very versatile. I think I could actually patent this. Oh, probably not. But, so kind of trekking through the Canadian wilderness, where I even turned the hamster wheel into a thing to cut down trees, Avatar style.
1 minute left.
The thing quicker. Where are we going in Canada again? It's a big place.
To Celine Dion's house.
Is that like the name of a city?
Yes.
Celine Dion's house department of sanitation to ask them directions and sneak in through the sewers.
The Canadians are offended that you're trying to navigate using a map drawn by George W. Bush.
I rip up the map and be like, please sound me a normal map. This has really led me astray. Like, I have no love for this map. And then I suppose I'd find Clarkson and I'd...
Oh, and the Canadians stop you to take pictures of Baby George. I forgot you had him.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, hold on, yeah, he's not done anything of worth, but let's all love him unconditionally.
He's still a hostage, but who cares? Yeah. 10 seconds left.
I would go up to Clarkson, point the bow in his face, like aiming it down, and I'd be like, hey, Clarkson. And he'd be like, what? And I'd be like, you're incredibly unlikable. And then I'd shoot the Cupid arrow and then force him to look at Richard Hammond. Or maybe.
I'll do it. Tom Harrison. Wonderful stuff from both of our pairs. And now it is time to find out the conclusion of tonight's tale. As Jeremy Clarkson gets apprehended by Canadian mounted police, he laughs maniacally, believing his career will continue on the back of this new controversy. Indeed, Clarkson did make the headlines, as the local news reports on how he was apprehended by a man accompanied by the London Symphony Orchestra. Oh. That's right, tonight's winner is Daryl Robson! Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Tom, of course.
That's okay, I have Alison Brie's unconditional. I think I'm going to be all right.
You're the real winner here.
Well, that's all we got time for. I'd like to thank panelists Daryl Robson, Johnny Sire, David Ruddock, and Tom Harrison. I've been your host, James Cottle, and the answer to tonight's cryptic clue was affluence. Affluence. See you next time! Thank you. you enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more, follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy. Thank you.